You know something? It's hot. You think they'd at least air condition the place. I almost dropped dead in court.
Okay, gentlemen. Everybody's here. If there's anything you want, I'm right outside. Just knock.
I never knew they locked the door.
Sure, they locked the door. What did you think?
I don't know. It just never occurred to me.
6 days. They should have finished it in 2. Talk, talk, talk. Did you ever hear so much talk about nothing?
Well, I guess they're entitled.
Everybody gets a fair trial. That's the system. Well, I suppose you can't say anything against it.
How did you like that business about the knife? Did you ever hear a phonier story?
Well, look, you gotta expect that. You know what you're dealing with.
Yeah, I suppose. What's the matter? You got a cold?
Lulu, these hot weather colds can kill you.
All right, gentlemen, let's take our seats.
Right. This better be fast. I got tickets to ball game tonight. Yankees White Sox. We got this new kid pitching. Sturdivant or whatever his name is. He's a bull, this kid. Shoom. A real jug handle. You're quite a bull fan, aren't you? Okay, Your Honor, let's start the show.
How about sitting down? The gentleman at the window, how about sitting down?
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's tough to figure, isn't it? A kid kills his father. Bing, just like that. Well, it's the element. They let them kids run wild. Maybe it serves them right.
All right, is everybody here?
The old man's inside.
We'd like to get started.
Forgive me, gentlemen. I didn't mean to keep you waiting.
That's all right. Find a seat. All right, now you gentlemen can handle this any way you want to. I mean, I'm not going to make any rules. If we want to discuss it first and then vote, that's one way. Or we can vote right now and see where we stand.
Let's vote now. Who knows? Maybe we can all go home.
Yeah, let's see who's where.
Right, yeah, let's vote now.
All right, anybody doesn't want to vote? Okay, all those voting guilty, raise your hands. That's 9, 10, 11. That's 11 for guilty. Okay, not guilty. That's 1. Right? Okay, that's 11 to 1 guilty. Now we know where we are.
Somebody's in left field. You think he's not guilty?
I don't know.
I never saw a guiltier man in my life. You sat right in court and heard the same thing I did. That man's a dangerous killer. You can see it.
He's 19 years old.
That's old enough. He knifed his own father 4 inches into the chest. An innocent little 19-year-old kid. They proved it a dozen different ways. Do you want me to list them?
No.
Well, do you believe his story?
I don't know whether I believe it or not. Maybe I don't.
So what did you vote not guilty for?
There are 11 votes for guilty. It's not so easy for me to raise my hand and send a boy off to die without talking about it first.
Who says it's easy for me?
No one.
What? Just because I voted fast? I think the guy's guilty. You couldn't change my mind if you talked for 100 years.
I don't want to change your mind. I just want to talk for a while. Look, this boy's been kicked around all his life. You know, living in a slum, his mother dead since he was 9. That's not a very good head start. He's a tough, angry kid. You know why slum kids get that way? Because we knock him on the head once a day, every day. I think maybe we owe him a few words. That's all.
I don't mind telling you this, mister. We don't owe him a thing. He got a fair trial, didn't he? You know what that trial cost? He's lucky he got it. Look, we're all grown-ups here. You're not going to tell us that we're supposed to believe him, knowing what he is. I've lived among them all my life. You can't believe a word they say. You know that.
I don't know that. What a terrible thing for a man to believe. Since when is dishonesty a group characteristic? You have no monopoly on the truth.
All right, it's not Sunday. We don't need a sermon.
What this man says is very dangerous.
I don't see any need for arguing like this. I think we ought to be able to behave like gentlemen.
Right.
If we're going to discuss this case, let's discuss the facts.
Well, I think that's a good point. We have a job to do. Let's do it.
If you gentlemen don't mind, I'm going to close the window. It was blowing on my back.
I may have an idea here. I'm just
thinking out loud, but it seems to me that it's up to us to convince this gentleman that we're right and he's wrong. Maybe if we each took a minute or two, you know, if we sort of try it on for size.
Well, that sounds fair enough. Supposing to go once around the table.
Okay, let's start it off.
Right, well, I guess you're first.
Oh, well, I just think he's guilty. I thought it was obvious. I mean, nobody proved otherwise.
Nobody has to prove otherwise. The burden of proof is on the prosecution. The defendant doesn't even have to open his mouth. That's in the Constitution. The Fifth Amendment. You've heard of it.
Well, sure I've heard of it. I know what it is. I think he was guilty.
Okay, let's get to the facts. Number one, let's take the old man who lives on the second floor right underneath the room where the murder took place. At 12:10 on the night of the killing, he heard loud noises in the upstairs apartment. He said it sounded like a fight. Then he heard his kid say to the father, "I'm going to kill you." A second later, he heard a body falling, and he ran to the door of his apartment, looked out, and saw the kid running down the stairs and out of the house. Then he called the police. They found the father with a knife in his chest.
Yeah, and the coroner fixed the time of death at around midnight.
So now what else do you want?
The boy's entire story is flimsy. He claimed he was at the movies. That's a little ridiculous, isn't it? He couldn't even remember what pictures he saw.
That's right. Did you hear that? You're absolutely right.
Look, what about the woman across the street? If her testimony don't prove it, then nothing does.
That's right. She saw the killing, didn't she?
Well, let's go in order.
Now, just a minute. Here's a woman who's lying in bed and can't sleep. It's hot, you know. Anyway, she looks out the window, and right across the street, she sees the kid stick the knife into his father. She's known the kid all his life. His window is right opposite hers, across the L tracks, and she swore she saw him do it.
Through the windows of a passing elevated train.
Okay, and they proved in court that she can look through the windows of a passing L train at night and see what's happening on the other side. They proved it.
I'd like to ask you something. How come you believed her? She's one of them, too, isn't she?
You're a pretty smart fellow, aren't you?
Now, take it easy.
Come on, sit down. Why are you letting him get you all upset for? Relax.
Let's calm down now. Number five, it's your turn.
I'll pass it.
Well, that's your privilege. How about you?
I don't know. I started to be convinced, you know, with the testimony from those people across the hall. Didn't they say something about an argument between the father and the boy around 7 o'clock that night? I mean, I can't be wrong.
I think it was 8 o'clock, not 7.
That's right, 8 o'clock. They heard the father hit the boy twice, and then saw the boy walk angrily out of the house. What does that prove?
It doesn't exactly prove anything. It's just part of the picture. I didn't say it proved anything.
All right, anything else?
No.
All right, how about you?
I don't know. Most of it's been said already. We can talk all day about this thing, but I think we're wasting our time. Look at the kid's record. At 15, he was in reform school. He stole a car. He's been arrested for mugging. He was picked up for knife fighting. I think they said he stabbed somebody in the arm. This is a very fine boy.
Ever since he was 5 years old, his father beat him up regularly. He used his fists.
So would I. A kid like that.
You're right. It's the kid. That's the way they are, you know. They don't listen. I got a kid. When he was 8 years old, he ran away from a fight. I saw him. I was so ashamed. I told him right out, "I'm going to make a man out of you, or I'm going to bust you up into little pieces trying." When he was 15, he hit me in the face. He's big, you know. I haven't seen him in 3 years. Rotten kid. You work your heart out and... Oh, all right, let's get on with it.
We're missing the point here. This boy, let's say he's the product of a filthy neighborhood and a broken home. We can't help that. We're not here to go into the reasons why slums are breeding grounds for criminals. They are. I know it, so do you. The children who come out of slum backgrounds are potential menaces to society.
You said it there. I don't want any part of them, believe me.
I've lived in a slum all my life.
Oh, now wait a second.
I used to play in the backyard that was filled with garbage. Maybe it still smells on me.
Well, let's be reasonable. There's nothing personal here.
There is something personal.
Come on now. He didn't mean you to. Let's not be so sensitive.
I can understand this sensitivity.
Well, let's stop the bickering, fellas. We're wasting time. It's your turn.
All right. I had a peculiar feeling about this trial. Somehow I felt that the defense counsel never really conducted a thorough cross-examination. I mean, he was appointed by the court to defend the boy. He hardly seemed interested. Too many questions were left unasked.
Well, what about the ones that were asked? For instance, let's talk about that cute little switch knife. You know, the one that's fine, upright kid admitted buying.
All right, let's talk about it. Let's get it in here and look at it. I'd like to see it again, Mr. Foreman.
Oh, we all know what it looks like. I don't see why we have to look at it again. What do you think?
The gentleman has a right to see exhibits in evidence.
Okay with me.
This knife is a pretty strong piece of evidence, don't you agree?
I do.
The boy admits going out of his house at 8 o'clock after being slapped by his father.
Or punched.
Or punched. He went to a neighborhood store and bought a switch knife. The storekeeper was arrested the following day when he admitted selling it to the boy. It's a very unusual knife. The storekeeper identified it and said it was the only one of its kind he had in stock. Why did the boy get it? As a present for a friend of his, he says. Am I right so far?
Right.
You bet he's right. Now listen to this man. He knows what he's talking about.
Next, the boy claims that on the way home, the knife must have fallen through a hole in his coat pocket and that he never saw it again. Now there's a story, gentlemen. You know what actually happened? The boy took the knife home and a few hours later stabbed his father with it and even remembered to wipe off the fingerprints. Everyone connected with the case identified this knife. Now, are you trying to tell me that someone picked it up off the street and went up to the boy's house and stabbed his father with it just to be amusing?
No. I'm saying that it's possible that the boy lost the knife and that someone else stabbed his father with a similar knife. It's possible.
Take a look at that knife. It's a very strange knife. I've never seen one like it before in my life, and neither have the storekeeper who sold it to him. Aren't you trying to make us accept a pretty incredible coincidence?
I'm not trying to make anyone accept it. I'm just saying it's possible.
And I'm saying it's not possible. Hey, what are you trying to do?
Yeah, what is this? Who do you think you are?
Look at it. It's the same knife. Quiet. Wow. Let's be quiet now.
Where did you get it?
I got it last night in a little junk shop around the corner from the boy's house. It cost $2.
Now you listen to me. You pulled a real smart trick here, but you proved zero, absolutely zero. Maybe there are 10 knives like that. So what?
Well, maybe there are.
The boy lied, and you know it.
He may have lied. Do you think he lied?
Well, now that's a stupid question. Sure he lied.
Do you?
You don't have to ask me that. You know my answer. He lied.
Do you think he lied?
I don't know.
Now wait a second. What are you, the guy's lawyer? Listen, there are still 11 of us who think he's guilty. You're alone. What do you think you're going to accomplish? If you want to be stubborn and hang this jury, he'll be tried again and found guilty sure as he's born.
You're probably right.
So what are you going to do about it? We could be here all night.
But it's only one night. A man may die.
Well, whose fault is that?
Do you think maybe if we went over it again, what I mean is...
Did anyone force him to kill his father? How do you like him? Like someone forced him?
Perhaps this is not the point.
No one forced anyone, but listen.
Look, gentlemen, we can spitball all night here.
But I was going to say...
Just a minute. Some of us have got better things to do than sit around the jury room.
I can't understand a word in here. Why do they all have to talk at once?
Look, he's right. I think we ought to just get on with it.
Well, what do you say? You're the one holding up the show.
I've got a proposition to make. I want to call for a vote. I want 11 men to vote by secret ballot. All abstain. If there are still 11 votes for guilty, I won't stand alone. We'll take in a guilty verdict right now.
Okay, let's do it.
Alright, that sounds fair enough. Does everyone agree? Okay, pass these along.